And Speed Robertson are trying desperately to solve the murder of Quackenbush, which has cast a blot upon national airways and Jimmy's record as a pilot. Having lost the trail of Digger Dawson, Speed and Jimmy fly to Brooklyn to meet Ezra Whitcomb, mysterious old sea captain who has implored their help. But upon arriving at a modest sailor's home near the Brooklyn waterfront, they discover that Whitcomb has fled. They also learn the reason for his flight. The ruffian sailor Black Pete is in town. Also, the schooner Golden Star is tied up at a wharf in the same vicinity. After leaving Mr. Baker, owner of the sailor's home and a friend of Whitcomb, Jimmy and Speed proceed cautiously toward the waterfront. They are dressed as seafaring men. Darkness has almost completely fallen as they near the water. Listen.
See, there's certainly a lot going on down here.
I guess the business of loading and unloading cargo never stops, Jim.
Which way did Mr. Baker say the Golden Star was?
He said it would be to our right after we reach this street that runs along the waterfront.
Okay, here's where we turn, then.
And look. Look over there, kid.
By George, I'd recognize that ship anywhere.
Yeah. That's her, all right.
Shall we walk right out in the wharf, on the wharf?
No. Let's not do that now.
Shall we stay on this side of the street and look things over for a while?
No, Jim. Come on. Let's go across.
Hey, watch it, Steve. Boy!
This is just as bad as flying blind and running out of gas.
I'll say, your life's missing with a nickel out here. I wish I was up in one of our National Airways ships where I could feel safe.
That's talking sense. Come on, kid. Here's our chance.
Come on. George, you're right. You can read the name just as distinctly. Golden Star. Boy, that's sure a good name for a ship.
I'll say. I'll bet that old tub has been all over the world.
You don't see so many of these sailing ships these days, do you?
No. And things are changing, too. A schooner can't be compared for beauty of a sailing vessel. Did you ever see one of those old full-rigged clippers?
No, I never did, but I've seen pictures of them.
Now, listen, kid. I tell you what we better do. We don't want to stick our necks out uselessly and get into trouble. Let's sit on this abutment over here next to water and wait a little while. We can see who goes aboard and who comes off the Golden Star. We can also watch the entrance to the fort.
I guess that's better than going out on it.
Yeah, that might cause a little suspicion. As it is, we can sit here like a couple of old salts, getting a whiff of sea air and smoking our pipe.
Smoking our pipe?
Well, at least I will. You can be a young lad that's only been to sea a couple of times, and I'll be telling you about the time I sailed around the Horn in 95.
Right you are, Bosun.
But seriously now, Jim, we've got to be mighty careful.
I realize that, Steve. We can't afford to make a misstep now.
I think we're really beginning to get somewhere at last. The Golden Star is here. Black Pete is here. And unless I miss my guess, it won't be long before Digger Dawson shows up.
And don't forget the victim was here today, too.
Yeah, that's the only place that we had a bad break. We just missed him by about 3 hours.
If we only hadn't wasted so much time in Cleveland this morning, we would have been here in time to catch him.
No use flying over that now. What we've got to do is to rectify that mistake.
Watch it. Here comes somebody right toward us.
Okay, kid. I've got my sight still. I'll be lighting it.
Okay.
There you are.
I wonder who he was.
I don't know. Seems like an ordinary sailor to me. He sure looked this over closely, didn't he?
Look. He's turning in on the wall.
I'm sure he is. Let's see how he goes.
There's another ship tied up at the opposite side of the wharf. He might belong on her.
We'll see in a few minutes.
He's turning to the left.
And making straight for the Golden Star.
Well, what do you know about that?
I don't like it. If Black sees that captain gets suspicious, I'm afraid the game's up.
You suppose he's with the crew?
Either that, or a visitor.
Well, all we can do is to stay here and watch. Wouldn't do any good to move now.
No, you're right there. That might look even more suspicious.
One thing, we certainly got the lowdown on Black Pete, didn't we?
Yeah, I'll say we did. Can you imagine that fellow having escaped from Devil's Island?
That's the French penal colony off the coast of South America, isn't it?
Yeah, they say it's a horrible place.
Well, isn't it supposed to be almost impossible to escape from?
That's what they say. If the guards and the bloodhounds don't get them, they swarm from the jungle's will.
Oh, boy, that Black Pete sure must be a tough one.
Everything we've heard and seen confirms that.
Do the French send many prisoners over to Devil's Island?
Only the ones that are sentenced to life or long terms.
Poor wretches. I guess very few of them ever come back.
Coming back from Devil's Island is almost unheard of, Jim. When they set sail from France on a convict ship, they're given up as lost.
I wonder what in the world the connection can be between Black Pete and Whitman.
And Digger Dawson, too. Well, Jim, I can't figure it out. I've been racking my brains ever since this thing started. I can't get anywhere.
From all we've heard, Wickham is a nice, kindly old fella. Nothing at all like Black Peter or Digger Dawson.
Well, you notice one thing. He's keeping just as far away from them as he can.
It looks to me as though he must have something they want.
That may be it, kid. Got you, Buffaloed.
How long do you think it'll be before Wickham lets Baker know where he is?
Your guess is as good as mine. There's one thing I'm thankful for. Black Pete evidently doesn't know, or he wouldn't have threatened Baker.
Say, suppose Dawson shows up around here. What are we going to do then?
Call the federal agent and have him arrested.
And charge him with the murder of Quackenbush?
Yeah. I think we've got enough circumstantial evidence against him to make a case.
Hey, look, Steve. Look.
Where is he?
Isn't that someone coming down the gangplank from the Golden Star?
Some stars I can hardly see.
By George, it is, boy. Maybe it's that same fellow we saw going on a little while ago. I wonder if it's over so closely.
And then again, it might be Black Peter, the captain.
Ooh, that's right.
Come on, kid. Let's saunter over to the entrance of the port. We'll get there just about the time that fellow comes out.
Let's go.
There's a light right there in the entrance. We can stay back in the shadows and get a pretty good look at it.
We don't want to be recognized if we can help it.
I'll say not. That'd be fatal.
Here's a good place.
It's as good as we can find.
Watch it. Here it comes.
I'll stand with my back to it. Then if he passes under that light, you can get a good look at it.
Okay, watch. There it is. Great guns. Do you know who that is?
No.
Who? The captain of the Golden Star.
The captain, huh?
Yeah. What are we going to do?
He's waving for me.
Straight across the street.
He's looking back this way.
I don't think he noticed this, and he hasn't looked back at all.
Okay, kid. Come on. We're going to follow him.
Let's go. So what's the idea?
Here's the way I dope it out. If the captain expected Black Pete to call on him, he'd stay on board the Golden Star. Inasmuch as the captain is leaving, we'll follow him.
Do you think he's on his way to meet Black Pete?
I don't know. Won't do any harm to find out.
Well, for all we know, Black Pete may be on board the Golden Star right now.
That's the chance we've got to take. Which way did he go?
I've lost track of him. Around that corner to the left, Mr.
William. We don't want to lose him.
Okay, he isn't very far ahead of us.
Here, at the corner. Where is he now?
Hold it. He's turned into that place there.
And that kid walked past.
There it is. Yeah, this is the place he turned in.
Oh, a tavern, huh?
See? That's him right now.
Yeah, and he's walking right through the front room.
There. He's disappeared into the back part.
Come on, quick. There's an alley. Let's back down.
Come on, hurry up. He might go out a back way.
Yeah. Here we are. Here's the end of the building.
Hey, listen. What's that?
Well, if I heard that voice before, Jim,
I'd recognize that voice anywhere. It's Black Pete.
Yeah, you're right. It was coming from this back room of the tavern. Come on. Let's sneak up close to the window.
Okay.
Lay off, please. I I'm doing the best I can. I'm taking plenty of chances as it is, stopping in here.
Oh, you're going soft. What's the matter with you anyway? You used to be a good two-fisted sailor. What's the matter with you,
Skipper? Oh, there ain't nothing the matter with me, Pete. But I don't like them federal dicks coming around.
There ain't been none of them come aboard since you've been here, has they?
No, there ain't. But you never can tell when they'd be coming over the side.
You got nothing to worry about. Because Dawson and me will take care of you.
Yeah, what about Dawson? Did he get out of the hurricane in Cleveland?
Aye, he did that. He never got into a squall yet that he couldn't weather.
Have you heard from him?
Yeah, I heard from him this afternoon. And he'll be with us for long.
Hey, where's some of that dough you've been a-promising me? It costs money to keep the Golden Star afloat.
You're wrong, hound. You're going to have plenty of money. So much you won't know what to do with it.
What about Whitcomb? I thought we were going to pick him up here.
That pie-faced old mackerel? He slipped out of my fingers. But I'll get him.
That's what you told me up at Boston, but he got away from you then.
All you gotta do is take orders from Digger Dawson and me.
Yeah, but I can't be sailing the seven seas looking for this guy Whitcomb. I gotta see the color of some dough first.
Why, you five-faced porpoise! I told you you was gonna have plenty of money, and you're gonna have some just as soon as we meet Digger Dawson.
All right, but you better be sure to cough up some. Does the Digger know where to find Whitcomb?
Between the Digger and me, we knows all of Whitcomb's hangouts. If he ain't at one, he'll be at another. And we're mighty close to the end of the trail.
Well, perhaps after all, Black Pete knows where to find Ezra Whitcomb. Unexpected developments are ahead. Don't miss Jimmy Allen's next air adventure.
This program has come to you through the facilities of the World Broadcasting System.